The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Robert Morris describes his personal journey that led him to the principles he shares in The Blessed Life.
That's it all started right there. I didn't start by giving because I heard a preacher on TV talk about giving, you'll get, giving, you'll get. It started because I wanted everyone to get what I had, which was Jesus. And so we just started giving to people to help them understand God loves you and He has a good plan for your life.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Tammy is with me. And Tammy, you know, this is the year where we are celebrating my parents' 60 years in marriage and in ministry. That's a long time.
They made it.
They did. I'm not even 60 years old. Are you 60 years old yet? No?
No, but you're not supposed to ask me that.
I know, but I know you're not. That's why I can't.
Okay.
But the beauty of it, and it honestly, in all seriousness, the 60 years of marriage and ministry is a really great source of encouragement to my family, to my children, and hopefully someday to my grandchildren.
Yeah.
And I know it's encouraged you as well.
No, it has. And in fact, I texted your dad like a week or so ago and just said, like, you guys are heroes. You really are. Like, what an example of faith and in marriage. And you don't see a lot of great, honestly, a lot of great examples to look up to sometimes nowadays, at least I haven't. And when I find them, I think, man, what a great treasure. Mm-hmm. Your parents are a great treasure to so many people, and especially to me. I just really love them.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. And, you know, another person who has been encouraging to our audience and to my parents personally, because he's their pastor, is Robert Morris. And a couple years ago, he came on to talk about The Blessed Life, which was the message he actually first presented, I think early stages, to our television audience. And wow, they were blessed. But they also learned how to step into the blessing, how to walk in it. And we are very excited to be able to bring this back to you today. As we look at 60 years of ministry and marriage, we'll look at some of the highlights. Well, this is by far,
definitely
one of the most impactful ones.
So a big highlight. Yeah. I'm excited to watch it.
Well, I think you'll enjoy it. If you've seen it, it's going to be great to watch again. If this is your first time, well, I hope you enjoy Robert Morris talking about The Blessed Life.
Let me just say this to you, Robert. The Blessed Life series was birthed here on Life
it
Today.
Was.
You didn't even really know you could write a book. You certainly didn't know you'd write one that so many millions of people would want. And I don't think you realized that what you were saying was really an illustration, an undeniable illustration of losing your life in Him, His purpose to actually find it. And when you taught The Blessed Life, have you been amazed at how this message has gone literally around the world and changed churches, but in many instances, the whole church? Have you been amazed by it?
Yeah, we've been shocked because, you know, for me, I grew up in a good Christian home, but didn't come to know the Lord until I was 19. But I watched my parents live this life. I watched my dad, you know, help widows and buy cars for them and help people get their first homes. And I just grew up watching that. And I even remember thinking sometimes he was almost a soft touch, you know? He just helped too many people. But when I look back and think about the heritage, and that's where it started for me, you know? Getting saved, wanting to help people, but watching my father helping the people that couldn't help themselves totally changed my life, and it set the course of my life.
And we've had to say goodbye to Mom.
Yeah.
Dad has said that, and love the precious memories. Dad, amazing. God's blessing you. I love to see the radiance of Christ every time we see you. Robert, I want us to cover a lot of ground for our viewers, and we've tried to make it very clear. But I don't know if you and I, learning as we go through, that we didn't really realize what Jesus meant by, you know, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and then teaching us to pray, thy kingdom come, and the next verse being, thy will be done on earth as in heaven, like we think, well, it can't be, and yet he told us to pray that. And he said, the kingdom's come. It's like we miss it. When you look back at the blessed life, it's so obvious. You just unfolded kingdom reality, kingdom impact, kingdom that has come manifest. And then when you look back through all of Scripture, it's not an idle word. It's your life.
Yeah.
And I want you to have a long life in the land I'm taking you into with your family, but you live by the Word. It's going to be so blessed. If you're not in the Word, you can get to worshiping the beautiful blessings, not just the ugly, rotten, sinful potential, but the beauty. So we really, let's just say, started seeing kingdom reality open, and I think what we're trying to show people now is if they'll come and look at the blessed life as an introduction to every area of what God says as not being an idle word, but our very life, I think they're going to begin to apply it. I think you could make an impact on the world that the world and certainly our nation needs right now. You begin to take very seriously some things a lot of people never understood how serious they are, how important they are, how dynamically they affect not only the people you touch with kingdom imprint and kingdom impact, but what it did for you.
Yeah.
And I'd like you just to, by the way, you may say, well, I got that. In light of what you're going to hear, you're going to realize this is something I want now because it's going to revolutionize your life. Robert, just tell us how that journey started. It has really shaken the world, the church world, and impacted it.
Well, you know, it started from really losing my life to find life. And growing up in church, you believe in Jesus. You hear about Jesus. And in some ways, it's almost like Santa Claus. You just know that if you're good, he's going to be good to you, and you hear all these things. But something happens when we get a little older. You know, it seems like those teenage years, we decide, are we going to really serve God or not? And I didn't. I didn't serve the Lord. But when I was 19, a friend of ours, you know, shared with me, man, it's not just believing in your head. It's giving him control of your life. Mm-hmm. And I was in a motel room, not a hotel room, a motel room.
I got you.
So there's a difference. And when I gave my life to the Lord, it was just like what I've heard about you wanting to tell everyone. I wanted
Absolutely.
To tell everyone I could find. And so it started with us leaving tracks for servers at restaurants. And I remember thinking, if we shared a meal, maybe we could leave a bigger tip so that she'll read the tract. And this precious woman read it, told us when we were back in there a month or so later that she'd read that tract. She'd given her life to the Lord. She called her husband. He gave his life to the Lord. And we said, well, what do you mean you called your husband? And she put her head down and she said, well, he's in prison. Mm-hmm. But we saw him get out a few years later. We saw them baptized together. And that's it all started right there. I didn't start by giving because I heard a preacher on TV talk about giving, you'll get, giving, you'll get. It started because I wanted everyone to get what I had, which was Jesus. And so we just started giving to people to help them understand God loves you and he has a good plan for your life.
Well, you know, we started witnessing Betty. Betty used to get nervous in the restaurant because she knew what's fixing to happen to every table. She actually saw me walk out when people walked out that I didn't get to their table, follow them to the car. And now today, you'd probably think it's a hit job or some kind of robbery. But back then, they'd say, well, what's you coming out here for? And I'd win of the Lord. I filled virtually every stadium in the Metroplex. It started with me at Pennington Field in the mid-cities, me witnessing on all the parking lots where kids hung out. Those young people filled up the stadium, this young guy preaching. And you know how that went. Yeah. You know, you watched how the witness would just, it would just sweep through a city. And even the witness to the Christians to be a witness would just sweep. It was an amazing thing. That is the blessed life.
That's it.
That's kingdom impact. Tell some of the other things you did, because I know that we even on this show, and you wrote about it in your book, but even sitting here sometimes, Robert, we got to be careful that everybody don't think that what looks like extreme giving, and it was, that they think, oh, that's really the key. No, the real key is to hear God and do what God says, even though it may sound to you like it's extreme. Tell some of those cases, because this is good stuff.
Well, one of the things the Lord spoke to me was that he was my source. and that when I was traveling and preaching youth revivals, that I wasn't asked for offerings or honorariums or anything. I was just go wherever God wanted me to go and just help people. And so one of the first places I went, a small church, maybe about 60 people, I didn't ask for anything. They got up, the pastor said, this is the first evangelist that said, I don't need anything to come, and I want to bless him. And they gave an offering. We had one meeting that month, just one for the whole month. And that check, when I got it, was enough for the whole month. And I just remember thinking, God, I like doing it your way, yes. Mm-hmm. But a missionary had spoken right before I spoke, and I looked at that missionary, and the Lord said, give him the check. Mm. And I remember thinking, you know, I rebuke you, Satan. You know, that's not God. Get behind me, you know. This is what you provided for us. Mm-hmm. So that's that extreme giving. We gave him the check. We go out to dinner that night, and a man we'd never met before handed us a check for exactly 10 times the amount.
Wow.
And it was God, not like, it wasn't the finances. It was God saying, if you do it my way, if you'll obey me when I speak to you, I can take care of all the resources you need, but I can take care of plenty of resources for you to help other people. And that's where it started, with hearing God and stepping out and obeying God.
I'm sitting here listening to both of you, and I think, well, what do I think kingdom life is about? I grew up the good little church girl, went to church, listened to the preacher every Sunday, visitation, all the youth deals and everything, walk out of the church. What did I do with it? I wasn't a bad person. I just didn't do anything with what God had put in me. I think that's what kingdom life is about. It's about, yes, we need to fellowship together. We need the teachings. We need all of that to help us grow. But when we walk out of that church auditorium, let's walk out with that deep down in our heart so that we're compelled. To this day, when we go out to eat or anywhere, I don't have to remember when he talked about I'd go in a restaurant and witness everybody. He still does that. He did it just the other day when we went out to eat. It's just an overflow of God's kingdom living in us.
Let me just, boy, that is so powerful. Betty, you bless people so much. That the witness that comes out of her inspires so many people to realize, you know, Betty'd rather be at home, just being a homemaker. But I just see so much flowing out of her. When Robert told that story, when she's talking about, we're not talking about some gimmick steps or some steps to instant undeniable success. We're talking about losing our life, exactly what Robert said, exactly what Jesus said. You try to hang on to your life. You try to handle your life. You try to oversee your own life. You're going to lose life. And boy, he understands what the fullness of life is. This is abundant life. This is beyond imagination, not necessarily abundance in life. But if you have the abundant life and you have abundance in life, you know how to handle it without it becoming a distraction or an unhealthy attraction. And if you don't have anything, whether you're abased, Paul said, I still rejoice. Here's the thing you need to understand. This is not some gimmick steps. When we, as young people, and Betty and I as teenagers, we said, we want to lose our life in your purpose. Robert, we did not understand fully what that meant. I'm 77 years old now, okay? I'm still learning what it means to lose it in his mm-hmm. purpose, to find it. And that's kingdom impact. That's not something that starts and then stops. So you did that, and all of a sudden God begins to show people how they can do it. Now, you had some pretty powerful things happen that were, let's say, beyond ordinary confirmation, which we've actually had to say, now, whoa.
That's right.
Just because you heard him do it, that was God leading Robert, not necessarily you. So I think it'd be great if you just go ahead and tell him extreme. But remember, you got to hear this from God. This is not a gimmick.
Yeah, well, it is an extreme, and I look back on it, and people ask Debbie all the time, what'd you think when Robert wanted to give everything away? You know, the cars, the everything in the bank, and the house even. And she said, I was the most excited I'd ever been.
Wow.
Because I knew it was God. Yeah. We were being asked to do something that not many people were being asked to do, and God would take care of us. And so just one day in my quiet time, I just felt like the Lord said, would you give me everything? And I knew that meant everything in the bank, both our cars and our house. And we gave our house to a pastor that had 5 children that didn't have a house. And we gave it all away. And then, just a few days later, a guy calls me up and says, God told me to help you with your transportation. And I was like, well, he's going to buy a car, I guess. And I said, well, what did he tell you to do? He said, he told me to buy you an airplane. I remember I thought, well, I can't get to the airport. But, you know, so. But that wasn't the point. That wasn't the point at all. Here's what happened. I remembered when Solomon was inaugurated the king, he sacrificed 1,000 bulls. Tradition was to sacrifice one bull. So that was an extreme, extravagant offering. And that's when the Lord said, ask anything you want. Ask anything you want. And so sitting there that day, the Lord said to me, ask anything you want. And Debbie and I, when we got married, I wasn't saved. And I had not been pure. And I knew when she found out, I thought, our marriage is over. And so that day, the Lord said to me, Robert, ask anything you want. And I said, I want Debbie and I to be passionately in love for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it just a moment ago. We just celebrated 40 years of marriage. That is so much better than an airplane. Absolutely. Or anything material.
What a blessing, a kingdom blessing. Do you have your own copy of The Blessed Life?
I do now.
You do now.
I do now.
Well,
thank
you know
you
what?
So
if
much.
You don't have a copy of The Blessed Life, we would love to send you one today. When you will take the step to bless someone else. And Tammy, you know, you've been a part of this for so long. It's such a blessing to reach out and not just bless somebody, but in this case, save lives.
Oh my goodness. I don't think there's any better thing that I would want to give to. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different places asking for us to partner and to give and stuff. But I think something, if I can give to something that is saving a life, then I'm all in. Yeah. And especially a ministry that is filled with character and integrity. And that to me is what Life Outreach is. And I'm privileged to be a part of something that has truly been life-giving for 3 decades now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And over 60 years of ministry and marriage, over 30 years of mission feeding. Mm. And this was something that my parents felt God mm-hmm. moving them into so long ago. And honestly, it's a big part of the reason that I'm here.
Yeah.
And Tammy, I know it's true for you.
No,
and
totally, so totally true.
We want you to take a look at this mission feeding outreach. If it's new to you, watch this. It's tough to watch at times, but the good news is that we can live that blessed life by being a blessing to others. And of course, if you want your own copy of the Blessed Life book, you can request it today when you support Mission Feeding. But as you watch these images, I want you just take a step back and go, Lord, what would you have me do? Because the problem is really overwhelming at times, but the solution is very simple. We know because we've been doing it, but we can only do it because of people like you. Watch this prayerfully and see how you can be a blessing in someone's life today.
I've just been talking to this mother, Wawok, and she had 7 children. 4 of those 7 children are now dead, died at different occasions, but all because of the same thing, simply a lack of food. They starved to death. I asked her if she has hope. She said, no, there isn't hope. But then she said, but because you've come here and visited me, I do have some hope. some hope that you'll be able to help me to feed my children. We're here, we're prepared to do anything and everything that it takes, but we can't do that without the resources that we need. Please do whatever you can do.
I'm so taken by the burden that that little guy, her little son, must carry every single day. When he was talking and you just saw the tear fall from his eyes, I think that was a moment that it just was overwhelming for me to think that he was trying so hard to fix this for his family, that he wanted to stay in school, to think that maybe one day he could provide a better life for them. The weight that he must carry, the burden he must carry every single day, and how devastating that must be as a mother to know that she's limited, that there's only so much she can do to provide food for her children every day. I'm grateful that she's still hanging on to hope. I'm grateful that even it's just even a little bit. Times she said she felt hopeless, but she's hanging on a little bit. So I feel like today that my hope for you would be that you would consider helping her to hang on a little bit more by helping to provide food for her and her children so that she doesn't have to worry every night whether they may make it through the night, whether they may survive. We can offer more hope to not just this family, but hundreds of thousands of families by bringing in food every day to these children so that they can survive. And I'm asking you today if you'd consider partnering with us. If you've partnered with us before, thank you so much. It means so much to us. If you've never had an opportunity to, I would ask that you take some time to pray about that and ask God, is there something he'd lay on your heart today? Is there something that you could do? And honestly, I believe we can. I think we all have a part to play in this need that's around the world. We all have something that we can do. We are committed to feeding 350,000 children every single day, which is incredible, Randy. It's an incredible gift that God has given us through you that we can now give to these families and children.
Yeah, and one thing I do think it's important for people to understand is that this is an emergency food program. You wonder, well, why wouldn't they just leave or go somewhere else or plant a different crop? It's not linear in time. Things happen. A drought, a flood, religious persecution in some places right now, other types of displacing events, conflicts. Things sneak up on people in a sense who are otherwise working, like the young boy said, his mother works very hard, providing for themselves, caring for their families, but it just takes a short amount of time for things to go bad very fast. Quickly, children will spiral downward, which is why when we say, look, a gift of $100 would feed 10 children for the next 3 months, that may be the difference in life and death for them.
Right.
That time to get them back physically into a nourished place where they can go to school or help, you know, around the house or in the fields. We're looking for people who will partner and say, look, I will reach out into the world where people are hurting in the worst of times. And yeah, I'll help them for a little while here. I'll give $1,000 if I can to help 100 children for the next 3 months. We're asking you to do what you can because they are doing all that they can. But we need to work together to save lives. Will you go to the phone or go online and give the best gift you can? We know that when you do, it will make a difference, but we need you to take action. Do it now. Help save a life today.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you 365 days of courage. Filled with scriptures and words of encouragement, this daily devotional will give you the confidence that comes from knowing how God sees you. Take courage in Christ's love and be ready to conquer each day. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Blessing Framed Art. This beautiful wall art will grace your home or office and serve as a daily reminder of God's blessing and kindness over your family. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
This is the Mission Feeding Program in action. We are giving nourishment to children who have come to school. So we're giving them an education. We're getting them in the schools. When we come into an area like this, we take them from a state of malnourishment and listlessness and hopelessness, and we give them a future. We give them life through a simple bowl of soup. The only question is there enough soup in this pot for this line? We're confident that there is today, but beyond the end of this line, there are other villages. There are other children who need a bowl of soup just like this. Will you extend this line? Will you give food to a child today? I hope you'll join us. You really can make a difference. Go to the phone, go online, give the best gift you can, because Mission Feeding saves lives. I hope you are taking action now. We can make a difference. Tammy, we know this works.
Absolutely, we do. We've both been there. We've seen it. It's exciting, but we can't do it by ourselves. And I think that's why this show is so important to tell you the need.
It is. And you will be blessed with the blessed life. You'll be blessed when you help save a life.
Yeah.
So be sure to request Robert Morris's The Blessed Life when you make the best gift you can today, and know that you will be blessing someone because you will be saving that life. Thank you for being with us today. We'll see you again next time.
See ya.
Everyone's looking at you, or you think they are, with like a scarlet letter on, like, oh, she couldn't keep her husband. What? Something must have been really wrong.
Jamie and Mark Nato, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.